This is podtech.net. I'm Catherine Giraudot here at Java One in San Francisco's Moscone Center. On Tuesday, May 16th, we went to the Mobility General Session put on by Sun Microsystems. It's hosted by Alan Brenner, VP Client Systems Group at Sun Microsystems. The session's theme was simplicity and innovation, where the market is today, and what developers can do with Java and mobile devices. In part two of the podcast, you'll hear what's coming next after MSA, or Mobile Services Architecture, and about new technologies near completion.
So what's next? What I'd like to do next is talk about the technologies that are coming, you know, in the market after the JTWI. So this is primarily the JSR 248 Mobile Services Architecture. And this platform specification through the Java community process is just about completed. And it really brings a number of new capabilities to mobile phones. I should say, many of these capabilities have been developed already through the Java community process, but JSR 248 provides a consistent framework, a common core set of standards that the industry and developers can rely on as guidance for building applications. And those technologies really fall in five buckets: security and commerce, graphics, communication, PIM, and application connectivity. Now, this is really a lot of technology. If you've been through all the JSRs that are involved in 248, you know this is not simple. And what JSR 248 is trying to do is rationalize the platform for developers to make what's available understandable, to make it predictable, and to provide a common core that you can rely on. And JSR 248 provides two different tiers of functionality. There's a MSA subset. Those are the yellow blocks, and the JSRs are identified for you there. And it also provides a larger, more complete platform. And these two subsets reflect the, you know, differences in the phones that are available in the market. And the industry, you know, recognized that we had to have two different variations in order to address the full scope of the market. But it wasn't easy to get to that conclusion. And what I'd like to do now is invite Herman Chen to the stage. Herman is the device architect for Singular. I think pretty much anything that happens in device selection at Singular goes through Herman. So welcome to Java One.
Thank you.
So Herman, maybe you could start by telling us how did Singular get involved in the MSA effort? What were your goals? What were you trying to get done?
Sure. Well, Singular looked at where we came from, which was JTWI, and where we're going, which is MSA. We also looked at our subscriber base in North America, and we realized that for the kinds of customers that form the bulk of our base, MSA was a little bit heavy for the types of customers that we serve. So what we wanted to do was try to see if there was any way that we could produce a set of JSRs that would be much more appealing to our developers, to our consumers in terms of device cost, as well as be ready in the marketplace as quickly as possible. So we looked at the notion of subsetting JSR 248, and we approached MSA with that proposal, with a number of goals in mind.
So as I understand it, you got to that point through engagement with 3G Americas. Maybe you could tell the audience what 3G Americas is about and what you were trying to do in that context.
Sure, sure. 3G Americas is an organization that none of you have probably heard about, but it's actually quite influential in North America and South America. What that organization does is it brings together carriers in the GSM space, major infrastructure vendors, as well as device vendors and other technology suppliers, with the mission of promoting interoperability. Now, that traditionally has been done at the lower layers through regulatory matters, through spectrum allocation and clarification, as well as interoperability between carriers. But 3G Americas also recognized that the application interoperability question was becoming more and more important, and they recognized that they might have an important role to play in that space. Singular is a member of 3G Americas, and we also recognize that 3G Americas could bring something unique to this problem because it is an open industry forum.
So it sounds like the membership of 3G Americas was very focused on getting to very high volume, readily available devices, near term, very high volume target for the standard.
That's right.
And so that's the direction, the objective that you took to MSA. And where are we at, where are we now with that proposal? It's part of the standard?
Yes, it is. We took a lot of, we collected a lot of information through the 3G Americas process. Spoke to a lot of suppliers, had a number of developers workshops, and pulled together a recommendation for MSA, which MSA accepted and recognized that, hey, this was probably a very, very good way to leverage all the work that had been done in 248 through the requirements clarifications, the bundling of JSRs, and turn that into a rational subset that would ensure forwards compatibility for applications written to the subset.
Well, that's great. Thanks, Herman.
All right, thank you.
Next, we want to take up the technologies that are coming down the road after the MSA platform. And there's quite a bit that we have to tell you about. We're going to start by inviting Nedim Fresco from the Java ME engineering team to, hi Nedim. And Nedim's going to give you a tour of the coming technologies.
Right. That's me. And so what I want to really do here is make a point about how, you know, all the innovation that you saw coming down the line, MSA bringing all that innovation together under one umbrella, is not the end of the story. As a matter of fact, we never, ever rest. And innovation happens continually. So I just want to give you a flavor of what else is coming down the pike, you know, beyond MSA and beyond what you thought was possible on mobile devices. And this is the sort of thing that you'll get from the evolution of MITP, for example, from MITP 2 to MITP 3 that's now underway. And then it moves on to a bunch of technologies that were only possible in the desktop world and Java SE world coming down the line into Java ME. And so I'm going to give you a flavor of that. And then I'm going to talk about how to bring together these various technologies onto one device that can execute all these application models, use all these different kinds of technologies in a coherent sort of way. And so let me start out with one standard that we currently have underway. It's JSR 209. And this is about bringing Java SE style UI development down to ME. So what the standard gives you right now is a toolkit, a UI toolkit that's based on Swing in Java SE, subsetted for mobile needs. And it gives you a bunch of rich 2D graphics elements that allows you to do things that you could only do on desktops before. And these are things like transparencies and high quality rendering, accurate shape support, gradients, all sorts of things that are really rich elements. And what we try to do is, as Alan mentioned, is try to make this technology as simple as possible. So what we add is layout capabilities, so you can take these rich components and, you know, flexibly place them on a given screen. And we also give you tools integration. So all the great UI builder tools that you've seen on SE will now work for this subset as well. So we're integrating this all, giving you the rich capability, and giving you a simple way of using this capability. So that's very exciting. The next thing I want to tell you about is an intense gaming experience in Java ME. And once again, the theme here is that this sort of thing was only possible on desktops until very recently. But there have been so many advances in new hardware and, you know, the vendors that you've come to recognize in the desktop world, such as NVIDIA, are working on hardware to apply 3D technology on mobile devices. So what we're doing here is coming up with the API and coming up with a model to access and make use of this hardware acceleration from Java. And so this will go and take 3D API usage and 3D capabilities way beyond what's possible in MSA today. And we're going to show you a demo of this, so you'll see what it'll look like. The next thing I want to mention is basically an integration of web technologies with Java technology. And so Vincent has already shown you a flavor of this with SVG and NetBeans integration. And we want to take this to the next level and basically make use of all these new kinds of markups in the web world and integrate them sensibly with Java. So you'll be able to use Java to load and render and manipulate markup. You'll be able to introduce Java content and place it and embed it inside markup. And you'll be able to bridge all of these new Java platform features that you've been hearing about with the markup-based UI world. And so this opens the world to very interesting possibilities. And the one thing I want to emphasize here is we'll be able to bridge the work of all sorts of professionals into one kind of rich UI. You'll be able to take what web designers produce and what animation people produce and what programmers produce, and we'll give you the tooling conventions so that their tools can talk to one another, and we'll be able to do these rich applications that integrate on the screen. So that's all wonderful, and it's a lot of technology coming down the line, and it's going to add to an already amazing lineup of technologies. So the question comes up is, basically, how to integrate these together in one sort of device, so you'll be able to use whatever you need, when you need it, and not worry about whether it's consistent or whether it's implementable or the like. And so here I want to start out with the MITP model. And this is basically the model that's been amazingly successful on mobile devices. And it's currently evolving into its new generation MITP 3, so it's definitely alive and strong and extremely successful. And so here you basically have a midlet application model where you have a set of lifecycle APIs for it to integrate with its outside environment. And you have LCD UI as the UI toolkit, so you can use that to program your UI. And this all layers on top of the MITP libraries and on top of CLDC. So this is basically strengthened with the MSA picture today, and you'll see that it's definitely evolving. And then you have another kind of application model. This one enables you to use more of those SE technologies, Java SE technologies, on top of Java ME. And here the application model is one we call Xlets, which really originated in the interactive TV world, and it's definitely useful for mobile systems as well. So here, the idea is to use these Java 2D and Swing features in JSR 209 as the UI elements and wrap them around this new Xlet, well, old and new Xlet application model, which gives you lifecycle, just like midlets. But it also gives you inter-application communication facilities. So now, you basically have a way to use these Java SE features, and you have a way to build collaborating, communicating groups of applications. So in a way, all of a sudden, applications can become aware of one another. So these are two models that look kind of divergent, at which point we want to introduce one level of simplification here and tell you that it's possible to implement these two models, these two disjoint models, on top of CDC as a common foundation. So this lets you get to a consistent implementation that layers on top of one solid foundation. But none of the specification and the meaning of what it means to run a midlet is lost in the way. CLDC is a subset of CDC. It's definitely there. So it's the same exact midlets you run and the same Xlets you run running on top of a unified foundation. But that's not enough to bring it all together. So the next step of the way is to introduce yet another level of glue, which I can call a CDC AMS, a super AMS, whatever you want to call it, where you want to put in multitasking into the picture, where not only do you have multiple applications running together, but you also have multiple application models running together. And the AMS and the multitasking that you base on top of this unified CDC glue basically brushes over the differences and gets you a consistent user experience. It gets you a seamlessly integrated user experience where you have collaborating Xlets running on one hand and your existing and future midlets, wherever MITP evolves, running on the other hand, and the two are integrated seamlessly. And to complete the picture, you have all these new technologies that we talked about as well. So you have all these XML UI markups interacting with Java. You have things like OpenGL-ES and JSR 239 that takes advantage of these to access low-level new platform features. You have SVG and all of the tooling that comes with that. So you can basically use these two models and use whatever new technology comes along and just do whatever makes sense when it makes sense.
Thank you. So next, I think we have some information for OK and how to get better multitasking in the device.
Yes. And since JSR 209 is so close to my heart, let me launch another application showing some 2D capabilities of JSR 209. Theme and the 2D Duke that you saw earlier.
So we're demonstrating the 2D technologies.
Both of them running at the same time.
Right.
And notice the swing bar on the top. The system bar here is swing. So there's another one.
And that's live data on the status of the phone.
Yes. And then, in addition, to see how many applications we actually have running, I'm going to launch yet another app showing me the active apps running on this phone. There it is, 4 applications running. That's my menu that I launched. There's my 2D demo. There's the media player. And there's my home screen.
Wow. Using the 2D capabilities
yes,
for that application,
the viewer,
too.
Since we're so taken up with our 2D capabilities of JSR 209, that's what this is showing.
That's very cool.
And now if you want me to turn off the annoying music.
So I think that gives you a pretty good feel for the technologies that are coming. And I can reiterate something that Neda mentioned. That this is only a sampling. There is much more in development. As Neda mentioned, there's a whole next generation of MIDP in development, MIDP 3. Lots coming there. And there are many other JSRs that are in flight that we haven't shown you here. So there's a lot of technology coming, building on what we've achieved in the markets already and in the platform already.